Welcome to the beginning of the new year and our new classes. So we are going to do a shoulder and sort of shoulder lesson. Most of it's going to be on one side or the other side. So set yourself up with space around you, and if you need something under your head, something not too soft though, grab it, or you can also use your hand. And if you have glasses, I suggest you taking them off and putting them to the side. Okay. So, everybody hear me well? Perfect. Okay, so start by lying on your back. And find a comfortable place to be on your back. And just feel your contact to the ground. So where do you sense yourself making connection with the floor? Where is your connection strong and clear? Where is it less clear? So feel the contacts of both your shoulders on the floor. Feel the breath moving in and out of your rib cage. And notice how your ribs expand as you inhale, where you feel contraction as you exhale. Feel the length of your arms alongside yourself. And just notice how you've placed your arms. So which way are your palms facing? Which way are your arms turned? How close is each arm to your body? What the sensations are along the length of your arm? Just getting a sense of where your hands are, your fingers, your wrists. See if you can make a connection from your fingertips up to the back of your shoulders. So think the top of your shoulder, which is in front, and also think the shoulder blade, which is on the back on the floor. If your arms are alongside yourself, where would they reach if they were on your legs? Like how far along each leg do you feel that your arm reaches at this moment? And very gently just let your head move, a little slow movement from right to left. Tiny little movement right and left. That's it. Okay. And then very gently take both your arms. So let your head rest for a moment. Take both your arms and raise them to the ceiling. And just notice what it feels. So see where they are directed. Are they straight up toward the ceiling or a little bit over your head? And just take one arm. You choose which one. And very gently just lift that arm as if you were going to reach for something toward the ceiling. Just lifting it a little bit off the floor, your shoulder blade a little bit off the floor. Just stay with that same arm. Just do two movements with that one arm. And then two movements with the other arm. And then let it go and bring your arms down. So just remember how those two movements on each side felt, what it was like to lengthen your arm up toward the ceiling, and how your shoulder blade responded. And then let it go. And please roll over onto your right side. So either have your right arm underneath your head or have a prop underneath your head. And bend your knees so that there's approximately a 90 degree angle between your knees and your torso. And take a moment and just explore and adjust where you need to see if that right shoulder is directly underneath your left shoulder. So if it's not, you might tend to be leaning a little bit forward or a little bit backward. That's it. And notice if your right hip is directly underneath your left hip. And reposition yourself whenever you need to. So let your left arm just rest on the top of your left hip. And your hand can be straight, your fingers pointing toward the floor, your elbow straight but not locked. And just consider your shoulder. So thinking about the front of your shoulder and the back of your shoulder. And just make a very small movement of moving that left shoulder just a little bit forward, forwards in front of your chest, a little bit forward, and then back to where you began. So just starting with that small movement of taking your shoulder a little bit forward, letting your hand stay where it is, see if you can make the movement in your shoulder, and a little bit back to where it began. And noticing how your head responds. What does your head do as you make this movement with your shoulder? Let your head move as it will. And notice the movement in your ribs on the right side on the floor. So you're taking that left shoulder just a little bit forward and then just back to where you began. So it's an interesting movement when you try to differentiate, to separate that movement of your shoulder, to take it a little bit forward and then back to where you began. And make it light and small and lazy movement. Nice. Okay, and then pause for a moment. Remember to pause whenever you need to take a break whenever you need to imagine any movement that you need to. The idea is not to work hard, but to feel what you're doing and to go slow and light. So once again, please have your left arm resting on your left hip, your fingers pointing toward your feet. And now make the movement of taking that left shoulder a little bit backward behind you. So you're opening your chest a little bit, you're feeling that shoulder blade moving a little bit towards your spine, and then coming back to where it began. So from the middle backward, and then backward to back to the middle. That's it. Just a very gentle movement of taking that shoulder a little bit back and then returning to the starting point. Again, notice how your head responds. Which way does your head move? And how your ribs respond. So you begin to get a sense, a little bit of a rolling movement along the right side of your ribs. Let your head move so that your head isn't still, so that you're not moving your head on its own. You just feel the movement of your head. So let the shoulder engage a bit of a rolling movement. So your arm stays straight and your arm doesn't move. Your arm is not moving back and forth. It's your shoulder blade only. Okay, and now join these two movements. So go forward to the middle and back. Really isolating the movement or initiating the movement from the shoulder blade, going forward, coming back to the middle, and going toward the back. Really letting you feel yourself rolling along those ribs a little bit, your head moving a little bit. Notice which way do your eyes move as your shoulder moves forward, and which way do your eyes move as your shoulder moves backward. Okay, please, and pause. Pause either on your side or on your back, wherever you prefer. Take a momentary rest. So please come back to having your left hand on your hip. And now make this movement of taking your shoulder forward and back, but see if you can quieten the rolling, so don't roll so much. So that you can really get a sense of your shoulder sliding over your ribs. So it takes out some of the movement of the rib cage when you don't roll, but it allows you to feel the movement of your shoulder blade moving forward and back over your ribs. Notice, do you move forward more than you move backward, or do you move backward more than you move forward? So what's the range going front and back? Okay, and then go back to letting yourself roll a little bit. Okay, and then please again rest. If you want to come onto your back, if you want to stay on your side for a moment, we'll all go onto the back in a moment. And every time you do movements, be mindful of any change in your organization that requires you to, or prompts you to change your position in some way. So for many of us, what that translates to is oftentimes we'll move our head once we find some different connection into the shoulder and the ribs. Sometimes where your head is doesn't feel quite so right. So again, please have your left arm resting on your hip. And reach forward again with your shoulder, and this time let your arm be pulled by your shoulder. And then as you go back, let your arm be pulled by your shoulder. So it's like your arm is a wet noodle that's going to move forward and back because your shoulder is going to drag it along. So your arm slides a little bit on your thigh, then a little bit farther in your pelvis. Again, feeling the movement though really in the left shoulder. It's sometimes hard to distinguish if you're starting the movement by rolling on the right side or if you can isolate the movement in your left shoulder. So let your arm be pulled or moved by your shoulder. So your arm doesn't move independently, but it's moved by your shoulder, and your elbow is fairly straight. Okay, and then please pause that for a moment. And then, again, place your left hand over your hip and return to moving your shoulder forward and back, but leaving your arm, so not letting your arm move now. And notice what happened to your shoulder. How is your arm moving? How is your shoulder moving if your arm stays quiet? What do you notice in your upper chest on the left side? How does your shoulder blade move relative to your spine? How is your head moving? Okay, and please pause that. And now maybe take a rest on your back. See if you can sort of be in the same configuration you were before when you were on your back, whatever that was for you. And just notice how you are on your back. Is there a difference in feeling between your arms and your shoulders from earlier? Is there a difference between the right and left side? So sometimes just these little simple movements, doing them with really concentration and awareness, can create some interesting changes. And the changes are in your nervous system level and in your muscles. So just notice how your shoulders rest on the floor, how your arms are on the floor, what you notice about the left side of your chest and the right side of your chest. How your breath enters and exits. How your rib cage is involved in expansion and contraction. So please return to your right side. So either have your right arm in front of you or use it as a prop underneath your head. Bring your left arm on your hip, your left hip. Notice if you can feel that your right and left shoulders are stacked upon each other and your right and left hips are stacked upon each other. So again, have your left arm fairly straight, resting over your hip. And start to make a movement of bringing that left shoulder blade upward towards your ear. So again, not a big movement, but thinking about gliding that shoulder blade over your ribs, upward towards your ear, and then slide it downward so that you're going to move your fingers closer to your feet. So your shoulder blade starts from the middle place, slides upward towards your ear, downward to the middle, and lengthening downward towards your foot. Try to keep your left arm, if you can, in a straight line with your body, so that as you reach downward and upward, there's not a tendency to move forward or backward. It's just a straight up and down. Really feeling the shoulder blade in the back moving downward and then upward. So your shoulder blade is sliding. If you can visualize your shoulder blade over your ribs, your shoulder blade is sliding over your ribs, and you're going to bring your shoulder closer to your ear and then away from your ear. So your fingers and your hand will slide upward along your pelvis as you bring your shoulder up towards your ear, and then your fingers and your hand slide downward or pushed a little bit farther off of yourself towards your foot. Notice if you go up and down to the same amount. Or is the movement up easier than down, or down easier than up? One part of each movement tends to be easier for us. Oftentimes we don't notice the difference, but if we pay close attention, you might sense the difference. So please pause. So now, again, have your arm resting over your hip. And so your arm, if you can start with, is a straight line from your shoulder downward. So and again, notice if your right shoulder is clearly underneath your left shoulder. And start to circle your shoulder. Keep your hand where it is and really try and make the circle circular through your shoulder. So think about your shoulder pushing your arm around, but you're not gonna so much, your arm will move a little bit, but it's really your shoulder making a circle. So it's going upward, forward, downward, backward, whichever direction you choose to go in. And only go to the extent of the part of the circle that seems less available so that you can really make it round. You can make it large to really get a sense of the shape of the circle if that's available to you, or you can make it small. Just try to keep your elbow straight, because I see some elbows bending, and when you're bending your elbow, the movement is not going to be as clearly felt in your shoulder. Really finding that shoulder blade going in the, making a circle around those four points, thinking of your shoulder as a wheel that's moving your whole arm in a circle. And you can start to explore what happens with your head and your eyes as you circle. What do you notice on the ribs on the right side on the ground? How are they participating, and is there any echo of a circle there? Maybe there's some circle, an echo of a circle on your right cheek on the floor. There's all possibilities of where you might also feel this. And then change the direction of your circle. In any part of the circle that's not round, try to make it rounder by slowly going over those particular areas. So if there's a quadrant that's not round or a point that's not round, then slow down and just go back and forth over that particular area. Perfect. Okay, let it go. And again, please rest on your back. And notice if one shoulder is dropping closer to the floor now. Notice one side of your rib cage and if it feels flatter. So just notice what do you notice that might be different, that might be coming to your attention in your shoulders and in your arms, but also along the length of your back, in your rib cage, even along the length of each leg. So just what has the impact of these small movements been? So remember, you've been moving your left shoulder, but in context of the right side on the ground. So your right side is moving on the ground. And follow your breath as you rest too, and notice how it moves in and out of your rib cage, in and out of your lungs, how your rib cage expands and contracts. So when you're ready, please come onto your right side again. Now, if you're able to, please try and place your right hand in front of you. So if you've been using it as a prop, see if you can find another prop. And just very gently have your right arm out in front of you and have your left arm on top of your right arm. And they're both at shoulder height, so really look for the angle where they're not too far down, they're sort of pointing in front of you. And start to slide your left hand forward beyond your right hand, just in front of you. So keeping your elbow straight again so that you can now feel the movement of your shoulder blade, letting your arm straighten out, sliding your left arm over your right. That's it. As it slides, just notice what else is pulled. Let your head reach, let your head roll a little bit as your shoulder reaches forward. And you can, then you slide back. Sliding, you can slide back. You can come along to your wrist and your forearm if you want, but really emphasizing the movement going forward at this moment. So now your arm is more passive. It's being pulled by your, your shoulder is more passive. It's being pulled by your arm. You may notice movement of your knees. Maybe your left knee moves relative to your right knee. Just feel how that back, your right arm reaching. And don't reach too far. Don't reach as far as you... So you don't want to be stuck there. You want to be able to come backward to back in same movement without having to pull yourself back. So you don't have to go that far, just keeping your palms in touch with each other. Okay, and then pause for a moment again. And go back to that movement for a moment again, just reaching forward. Just noticing how you go, how you do that, make that movement. That's it. Just a little bit forward. Nice. And then coming, as you come back, just feel how you slide your arm just backward along your arm, your hand along your arm, towards your elbow, maybe towards your upper arm. So you want to do it slow and lazy and just really feel your head. And just noticing how your arm is pulling your shoulder. Good. Okay, rest again, either on your back or your side, whichever you prefer. So again, please come onto your right side. So now you may need to put that right arm under your head or even under the pillow that's under your head somewhere to get it a little bit out of the way. And take your left hand and bring your left hand on the floor and bring your elbow on the floor as if you're going to put your elbow on the floor, your forearm on the floor, and your fingers pointing towards your head. So your forearm is going to be parallel to your body. So you're going to have to move that right hand out of the way. Either prop it up or put it underneath your head or put it underneath whatever is underneath your head. Have your left arm so that your forearm is parallel, is straight and parallel to your body. Your knees are still stacked. And start to brush your right, your left hand, lengthening it above your head, starting to sort of slide it a little bit upward, and then come back downward. And then keep sliding it upward. And each time you slide it upward, you can feel that your hand starts to straighten a little bit. So it's as if you're going to slide upward the space above your head. And when you get to the space above your head, you can start to thinking about sliding it a little bit from that space above your head a little bit to the left and then a little bit to the right. And as you continue to slide it to the right, you'll notice that you'll have to, if you're going to slide it above your head and a little bit back behind you, you're going to have to start to think about flipping your hand a little bit. so that you're going to go eventually from palm up, from palm down to palm up. So you're going to slide that left hand upward in the direction of your head, and then slowly a little bit, a couple movements to the left, a couple movements to the right, and as you continue to go to the right, you start to slide it above your head and in the direction of going back behind you. So do it slowly. You don't have to get there all at once. You don't even have to get there, but that's the orientation of the movement. So before we did the movement of your arm going forward and back, and now so forward and backward, and now this is upward, and then downward as well when you bring it back. So just like we did the shoulders in all these different directions, now we're doing the arm. So your shoulder is still moving, but it's moving because your arm is moving. So you're eventually going to sweep the floor above your head and start to sweep it and turn around so that you end up, to some extent, having your arm part way back behind you, and your head starts to turn as well. As your arm turns, as your shoulder turns, your head will start to turn a little bit toward the ceiling. See if you can keep your knees on each other, though, at this point. See how much, they'll move a little bit, but see how much you can organize this movement to be in your upper back. So there's a natural place as you reach back where the palm of your hand can't stay on the floor anymore, and it has to turn, and the back of your hand comes to the floor. That's it. Okay, and then please come onto your back and rest. So just pay attention to yourself on the ground for a moment. And then when you're ready, please come back to your right side. Again, pause, bring your left hand over to rest on your hip. And now please straighten your left leg. So your left leg is a straight line from your shoulder. Flex your foot and start to make a movement of just pushing your heel away. So it's pushing it downward. So you're lengthening from your whole trunk. So you're reaching with your hips and your pelvis. Just lengthening that leg away and then letting it come back up again. Keeping your knee straight if you can as it goes up and down. Focus on your heel. So you'll notice that this starts to make a movement in your ribs. So you're probably not going to roll so much as you're going to lengthen downward. So you're not moving your body, your shoulders. You're keeping your shoulders where they are. You're just trying to reach something with your heel. Just pushing your heel away from you and then bringing it back up. And you'll find that the pulls at your ribs on the right side and pulls on your ribs on the left side. Notice in which action your waistline lifts a little bit from the floor and when it returns and makes contact with the floor. Your focus is on your heel reaching away from you. Okay, please pause. Stack your knees again so your knees are on top of each other. Just give yourself a chance to relieve any stress in your hip. So now again, take your left arm and start to reach it on the floor above your head as you're starting beside yourself and starting to sweep it on the floor above your head. And going right and left with it as well. Just notice if this action is any clearer now that you did some little movement with your ribs. That's it. Nice. So how can you use your ribs and your waist to make that a little bit easier? Good. Now, if you can have your arm, if your arm reaches somewhere back behind you, leave it there for a moment. You'll be rolled a little bit onto your back with your left arm behind you, your palm facing up, back of your hand on the floor. And in this position, if your hand is on the side behind you, start to very gently make a movement of, have your right arm in front of you, and start to take that left arm and start to sweep now downward. So from wherever it is downward, sweep that arm downward towards your pelvis on the floor. And then when you get to your pelvis, slide it along your pelvis and in front of you. So you're going to make a circle now with your arm. And your hand either stays on the floor or on your body. It's never in the air. So just feel how you start to roll with this circle. And you probably notice a bit of movement between your knees. Your knees want, it'll lift off a little bit. See if you can keep the right one down. Notice how the left one will lift a little bit off the bottom one. And so you're thinking about how you're using that arm to circle around and how that arm is really circling your shoulder and moving yourself in a circle. Nice. Okay, rest on your side for a moment. So we did shoulder circles and arm circles. Both are engaging the shoulder. One is directly the shoulder moving, and the other one is the arm moving the shoulder. So please now have your right arm in front of you and your left arm behind you to whatever extent you can. And if it's behind you, of course, you're going to be having your head facing more toward the ceiling. And see if you can, so your arm is only going to be where it's comfortable, and see if you can now slide your left knee a little bit forward on top of your right knee. So you're going to have to put your left hand where you can to, so you're not moving your lower leg. You're keeping your knees. So start with your knees. Only go as far back with your left hand so that you can keep your knees stacked. And you're just going to slide as if someone's pushing your left hip forward so that your left knee slides a little bit forward in front of your right knee. Your lower leg doesn't lift. Your ankle doesn't move. It's just the knee moving a little bit forward from the hip. It's going to be a very small movement because it's a tough movement to do. That's it. Just a small movement, just to engage your pelvis and engage those ribs. That's it. Very good. Okay, and then let that go and take your left arm again. And just make those circles with your left arm, sweeping it around you, over yourself, behind you. Feel how your shoulder is pulled in all directions by your reaching arm. And then change the direction of your circles. Okay, so your hand stays on the floor. It's not the idea of your hand going in the air. Your hand is either on the floor, sweeping the floor, or sweeping across your body. That's it. Nice. Good. Okay, and now please come to your back. So rest on your back and notice if there's what this difference is in between your two sides and if it's been changing. your back. Stand your left foot. And have your right arm just along the side of yourself or a little bit away from your body. And have your left arm out to the side at shoulder height. And start to do the circles with your left arm again. The only thing here is just to keep your left foot on the floor. So start circling your left arm again, overhead. That's it. Nice. Letting your pelvis can move, your ribs can move, just keeping your left foot on the floor. Making a large circle around yourself. Make it lazy and easy. Feel your rib cage, let your head turn. Nice. So again, your head is either on the floor or across your body. Not into the air. Good. And then go in the other direction. Okay, and then let that go and rest for a moment. So appreciate the difference between your two sides. And if you want to appreciate it in a different organization, and it's up to you whether you want to do it or not, then slowly stand up. If you want to stay on your back and appreciate the two sides, then that's fine too. Whatever works for you. So if you're on your back, just begin to sense the breath going on both sides of yourself. Feel your arms alongside yourself, your legs alongside yourself, the differences. If you're standing, just notice the difference between your arms and your shoulders in standing. What do you feel in your legs? And walk around a little bit and notice how your arms participate as you walk. And if one arm moves differently than the other arm. And either if you're on your back or walking and standing, just try and explore the image you have of both sides of yourself. Is there a different appreciation for one side over the other side? And what is it that makes it different and lighter or more movable? Okay, once you've done that, let it go and come back to your back and rest for a moment. So sometimes it's informative to get up in the middle of the lesson, especially since we've done one side. But we haven't really done one side because you were lying on your right side and it was definitely moving. But the movement of the shoulder and the arm was on the left side. So we're going to work a little bit on the left side now. Please come onto your left side. So again, prop your head with your left arm or a pad or pillow or something, and let your right arm rest over your right hip. Okay. Again, stack your shoulders and stack your hips. Keep your right arm straight along your side with your hand or your wrist resting on your hip. And just before you do any movement, just imagine what it would be like for you to move your right shoulder a little bit forward and back. So don't actually do it yet. Just feel the movement. Since you have the experience on the other side, you can imagine what it would feel like. And you can imagine it very lightly, very clearly, very softly. So just take a moment and imagine the movement of taking your shoulder a little bit forward and then back. Do it a few times, noticing as you imagine what else moves, what happens with your head and your eyes, what happens with your ribs along the left side that you're lying on, How clearly can you make this imaginary movement? And then after you've had the experience of it, actually do it. Bring your shoulder a little bit forward, your right arm, your right shoulder a little bit forward and back. Paying attention to how you do it, what you involve, how you engage. How your ribs move. How does it compare to your experience of imagining and to your experience of doing it on the other side? And then pause for a moment. And now imagine what it would be like to bring your shoulder upward towards your ear and then downward toward your foot. So again, imagine that movement of the pulling of the shoulder up and then pushing it a bit away. In your imagination, does it go as easily up and down as it did forward and back? And then after a few movements in imagination, actually do the movement of bringing it up and down. So trying to keep your elbow straight and just experiencing this movement. Notice how you do it on this side compared to the other side. And what did you learn from the other side that you can employ here? And then let that go and rest for a moment. And now imagine taking your shoulder in circles. So again, don't do it, but just imagine and think about where would be the most clear part of the circle and where would be the less clear part of the circle. Imagine it a few times in one direction and then a few times in the other direction. And then pause a moment, pause from your imagining. And then actually do movements of circling your shoulder. So remember that when you're circling your shoulder in this way, your elbow stays straight, your arm is sort of moved by your shoulder. Your shoulder blade is going up and forward and down and back. And if this is your, for some of you, this might be your wonky shoulder. For some of you, the other was your wonky shoulder. Just do as light as you can. You want to really make this small. The shoulder movement should just be very light and easy. Just think of it as a wheel moving around and around. So a few in one direction, a few in the other direction, and then pause and rest. rest on your back if you like, or stay on your side, whatever your preference is. However you're resting, what's the difference now between your right and left side? And has the second side started to catch up a little bit? Okay, so please again come onto your left side. Have your left hand out in front of you with your right arm on top, your right hand on top of it, palm to palm. And then imagine again reaching forward with your hand. So just don't do it yet, just imagine reaching forward. How far in your imagination do you reach, and what happens with your pelvis? Where do you feel the work beginning? So what is it like to reach forward? So again, the arm is pulling the shoulder forward, and then it's bringing it back. And once you have a few images of that, you can start to do it. Reaching your arm forward and then letting it slide back along your forearm, letting your head roll a little bit forward and then a little bit backward. Nice. Notice how you move over your ribs. See if your knees are stacked and what angle you have in them. Good. So again, you're thinking about the arm lengthening, but you're thinking of your arm being attached to your shoulder and really moving your shoulder forward. And then as your arm retracts itself back along your other arm, your shoulder moves backward. Okay, and then pause again. And find a way to make sure that you're balanced. And take your right hand now, so you're going to have to move your left hand out of the way again, and take your right hand and start to bring it on the floor so that you can start to slide. You can imagine that you're going to slide it above you, and the same movement that we did before. You're going to be sliding it up and a little bit right and left and then back behind you. But imagine it first so you can really feel the connection. Notice what starts moving with your arm, what else participates, how far down do you feel the movement. So again, try this movement. When you're ready, you can actually explore how you're going to slide your right arm up and down and sweep it overhead, forward a little bit and overhead. So you don't go overhead only, you go overhead and you go forward. And in approximations, what we call approximations, just trial and errors, you start to slowly sweep this arm above your head. And when do you find that you have to flip your hand because your palm can't stay on the floor anymore? And that's it, very gently, very lightly. See how your ribs are engaged. Feeling the ribs on your right side and on your left. That's it. Okay, and pause. So when we imagine, we're really doing most of the movement in the imagination, and then we're doing the actual movements to clarify what we imagined and to see how we can do this in a little bit different way than the other side. So pause with your hand somewhere comfortably and lengthen your right leg. Again, so that it's in line with your shoulder, let your inside of your foot sort of rest on the floor and start to reach your heel a little bit farther away from you. and then pull it up. So this is a movement really in your ribs. You're really feeling that this leg is being lengthened from your ribs. Okay, and then let that go. Pause with your knees bent for a moment. Take a break. And now start to make that movement again with your right hand, of sliding and making circles with your right hand. Forward, above your head, back behind you. Keeping the back of your hand on the floor when it needs to flip. And on your pelvis when you come around yourself so that you keep circling, but your hand stays either on the floor or on your body. And make a few in one direction and a few in the other direction. Think of it as lazy, slow, full reaching circles with your right arm all around yourself. Feel as if your whole body is being pulled by your arm. So your elbow doesn't really bend, it just is the sweeping movement. Your arm moving your shoulder. Notice how your head moves, how your eyes move, how the left side of your trunk moves. Good. And the next time you're on your back, pause on your back for a moment. Take a moment to rest. Feel the arrangements of your two arms and your shoulders. Notice how one side compares to the other. And please stand your right foot. And again, let your right arm now do the sweeping circles around yourself. So think about not holding your breath at any point and just keeping that foot standing. Go a few circles in one direction, a few circles in the other direction. How does it compare to when you did this on the other side? Let that go. Lengthen your legs. Lengthen your arms. And notice now how you rest on the floor. Feel the movement of air into and out of your body. What moves as you breathe? But don't do anything intentionally, just notice what happens. And just for a moment, take your arms toward the ceiling again like you did at the beginning. And just take one arm in turn, just reach each arm a couple of times upward, one and then the other, and just notice how you engage your shoulders now. And if your shoulders are connected to your back in a different way. How this movement compares to when you first did it. And then let your arms come down. Bring them alongside yourself. And when you're ready, slowly transition yourself. Slowly up to sitting and slowly up to standing. Take your time, don't go quickly. Slowly bring yourself up to standing and notice how you stand compared to when you began or when you stood in the middle. How you get support in your feet and what it's like to walk around now compared to when you walked in the middle and how your arms and shoulders participate in your walking.